Fasting for Ramadan can be tough for pretty much anyone, but spare a thought for the folks in our next segment. I'm talking about men and women who are fasting during daylight hours, but they spend all day preparing and serving food to the public. This got video producer Ayman Ismail thinking, what's it like to be a Muslim food truck owner during the month of Ramadan? We're about halfway through the holy month, by the way. Ismail was born to Egyptian parents, and he grew up in New Jersey. He now lives in New York, so a few days ago, he hopped on a train to go meet some Muslims in the food truck business.
New Yorkers are hungry. They like to eat.
Mix it up, half and half. And yeah, you got veggies in there. That's great.
New York and Manhattan specifically, there's a food truck on every corner. Every single person working these halal trucks is more or less going to probably be a Muslim. They're not all Muslim, but for the most part, you can pretty much count on the halal trucks being operated and owned by a Muslim guy. These people are putting themselves to the test, not just their mind, but their body and their soul and everything, cooking in these tin boxes nonstop for New Yorkers because they got bills to pay, you know?
My name is Adil. This is the last name, Sayed. Okay? I've been in this country 41 years ago, born in Egypt. White sauce?
Yeah, white sauce.
White sauce? I look like sauce.
Are you fasting today?
Of course I'm fasting today. You don't have to ask me this question. I never, listen to me. If you give me like all the money on this, on the wallet, I can break one day.
You wouldn't break your fast for $1 million?
More than.
$10 million?
No.
Million dollars?
No, nothing.
The best part about fasting, I think, is being tested and having that temptation and feeling as if you really are sacrificing something. We don't eat. We don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't curse, we don't have impure thoughts, we don't have sexual intercourse during the day. This one on here has a hot sausage, a hot commodity here in New York City, some pretzels, the drinks on the outside, I love it.
My name is Reda, I am in 49 and 6th Avenue. I am in a kitchen more than 40 years, and I don't feel hungry. Every day chicken is chicken, you know. Relationship between me and chicken more than between me and my wife, you know, 30 years.
And if you're fasting in a place like Egypt or fasting in a place like, you know, take your pick, you aren't walking past people eating to the same pedigree that you are in a place like America. You aren't having to constantly explain why you're doing and having to test your own conviction constantly in the same way that you would in a place like New York. So I love that about fasting in America. This happens every Ramadan. I don't know how it happens. As soon as people know that I'm fasting, they start bringing free snacks to the office. For example, today one of my coworkers made homemade Oreos. Homemade Oreos? Are you kidding? Are you joking? Another food truck in this direction.
My name is Ibrahim El Said. Okay. I'm fasting when like 6 years old, you know. When I'm 6 years old, I say fasting. You know? Alhamdulillah. So.
Okay, well, what's harder, the food truck or Egypt?
No, I think here is hard because Egypt, you know, everybody is fasting, and here, you know, you see the people drinking and eating, and, so only here is hard. Yeah.
So another thing about fasting in America is your neighbors who really feel sympathy for you. You know, they feel bad for you. They're all going to start eating their lunches in closets because they don't want me to see the food. That's not what this is about. Part of what makes the human experience so special is the fact that we're all different and we can learn from each other. So I think we don't need that. We don't need people to feel bad for us. We love it. I love it.
Ayman Ismail is a video producer and editor for Slate. His video series is called Who's Afraid of Ayman Ismail?